Joshu asked Nansen, "What is the way? What is the Tao? What is the Buddha way, the Buddha Dharma? What is the way?" Joshu is about 20 at this point. Nansen, his teacher, is about 50. What is the way? What is the Buddha Dharma? The compassion way. What is the way? Nansen replied, "Ordinary mind is the way. Shall I try to seek after it?" Joshu asked. Nansen responded, "If you try for it, you will become separated from it. You will go against it." Joshu persisted, "How can I know the way unless I try for it?" Nansen said, "The way is not a matter of knowing or not knowing. Knowing is delusion. Not knowing is confusion. When you have reached the true way beyond doubt, you will find it is as vast and boundless as outer space. How can it be talked about on the level of knowing and not knowing, on the level of right and wrong?" Hearing these words, Joshu came to a sudden realization. Ordinary mind is the way. Being just this moment, compassion's way, he said. Being just this moment, compassion's way. The way, or the Tao, Joshu's asking about this. How do I get to this? Oh, ordinary mind, ordinary mind. Is this our mind, our life, our being? Being just this moment. So do I try to be this? Should I try to direct myself towards it? As soon as we try to direct, we're already caught in separating ourselves. We're grabbing and not grabbing. We're trying to know, or thinking, believing we don't know, trying to get somewhere else. Trying to get somewhere else. Ordinary, ordinary moment is what we often betray, avoid, be caught in self-centeredness, self-centered stories. See? Wanting to know, thinking we don't know, thinking someone else knows. Knowing is delusion, not knowing is blankness. Knowing, not knowing. That's the dream that we catch ourselves in over and over. Catch ourselves in over and over and blind and miss this moment of our life. He doesn't know. She's doing it wrong. Kazan Zenji was listening to a talk by his teacher, Tetsu Gikai. And the talk was on ordinary mind is the way. Kazan is in the 14th century China. This is, maybe it's 13th century China stuff. I'm not sure. Japan. 13th century Japan. So Kazan Zenji says, I got it, to his teacher. His teacher says, how have you got it? He says, it's a jet black iron ball speeding through the dark night. His teacher's not quite satisfied. He says, it's not enough. Speak further. Kazan says, when I'm thirsty, I drink. When I'm hungry, I eat. His teacher approved. When I'm thirsty, I drink. When I'm hungry, I eat. Don't we all do that? What is this ordinary mind way? Drinking tea, water, eating bread, rice. How is that the way? How is that not the way? What is being just this moment, compassion's way? That's what we said. But caught in self-centered dream, what happens? How do we make trouble for ourselves? How do we make trouble for ourselves in the midst of this ordinary that none of us are missing? Not one of us. And yet, we believe our story about the way it is outside there, outside there. Our judgment. We want to grab onto some things and push other things away. That, if I get that, then I'll be okay. If she agrees with me, then ordinary mind is the way. How do I get there? How are we not there? How do we refuse to be right here? How do we refuse to be right here? Some of you might remember I mentioned this poem by Tendo Nyojo, who was Dogen's teacher in China. This is in, he quotes this in his comments on Makahanya Haramitsa, which is a Heart Sutra. His teacher writes, in describing this, he says, its whole body like a mouth hanging in empty space, without asking if winds are from north, south, east, or west, without asking if winds, events, circumstances, people are from any of the myriad directions that events occur, that life occurs, equally embracing all of them, expresses, talks, prajna, ding, 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 ding. What is it that interferes with our ordinary mind of being this moment? That's exactly our practice, to notice and make the appropriate skillful effort to notice the story and judgment. Am I going to go for that? Am I going to go against that? Do I agree? Why doesn't he, she should have? All of these ways we have of missing ordinary mind, ordinary mind. Dogen takes off on that poem of his teacher and slightly rewrites it. The bell is a voice articulating emptiness, speaking emptiness, playing host to the wind blowing in the four directions, in the ten directions, in the myriad directions, inside, outside, that wind blows into our life. Ring, 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 ring. Expressing clearly in eloquent, crafted language the prajna. Expressing clearly the wisdom, the ordinary mind way that we are, is our opportunity in hosting what comes from the myriad directions wind that is our life, whether it's face to face, whether it's online, whether it's in a letter, whether it's outside. All sorts of winds appear. What's the ordinary mind of responding to that? The ordinary mind of eating when hungry, sleeping when tired, cleaning up when you make a mess, shopping when there's no food, answering the phone when it rings, listening to someone complain to you about what you did or didn't do, much less being with your mind chatter caught in self-centered dream story about what they could, couldn't, shouldn't, should. These are all the winds that blow in myriad realms. How do we be the ordinary mind, not going for, not going against, not avoiding, and yet being just this moment, expressing clearly the Dharma of our life, of the ordinary mind? Ring, 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 ring. Thank you.